Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just one of us.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me Rap Box.
It's Joker time with your hosts, the Joker and Lekwon B.
Hey, guys.
We don't have a studio audience this year, this week.
I kind of removed that audio clip.
I just put the shit of a bee, man.
Did you? What happened with the bee?
It's been following me around, like, I'm out here trying to... I'm outside, and since I'm not in the area where there's snow and shit, the bees are already out and stuff, so and it kept trying to follow me, so it found out otherwise. So let that be a lesson to all of you. Don't follow me around.
He will smash you with the can.
I'll flick the shit out of you.
Well, here we go. It's been 1 week, and we gave two heroes that was being accused of being the fake Thanatos a chance to tell us why they were not fake Thanatos, but here's the picture.
Not we, you, and you, sir, two individuals an apology because you said you would do it, and I'm holding you to your word.
I do. So let me explain it for a bit. As it turns out, Geist and Razorhawk are not the fake accounts. So I apologize to Geist and Razorhawk for all that. So it's not them. So everybody can quit. I found out some things this week that it points to someone else. And I may reveal it, I may not. But really, let's think about what happened the past few weeks. All this perpetration of everyone thinking that Geist was fake Thanatos and Razorhawk was behind. What? The bee come back?
There's another one.
Anyway, so everybody's been trying to perpetrate this thing that Geist was fake Thanatos and Razorhawk was behind a few fake accounts, and it turns out it's not them at all. They actually have no idea what anybody is talking about. But I'm not exactly sure who it was, but I know it's not them. But here's the joke. Now, who is more of a sicko and a troll with all this? Me, for promoting it on my show and getting everyone to share it everywhere? The people that shared it everywhere and tried to back them to a corner and demand that they prove it's not them? Or is it you people out there that are listening that just wanted to see how far we would go to ruin the reputations of two older real-life superheroes? There's a question that you should ask yourself. What exactly do you do in this community of real-life supervillains and real-life superheroes? Do you just want to troll and see what kind of reactions you want to get? Or do you want to actually go out there and actually hold a heroes accountable for the way they should be? Which is a very admirable trait. If it was Geist, more power to you, but it wasn't. So, as it would turn out, let this be a lesson, everyone. Don't jump around half-cocked before you actually know for sure who's behind what. Because you never know where, at what point someone's going to prove you wrong and, you know, make you look kind of silly. Which I'm saying, nobody that shared it looked silly. They all had their reasons for thinking that. But, as it turned out, it's not him. So you can leave Geist and Razorhawk alone now. So,
says the man who jumped around half-cocked and did not leave Geist and Razorhawk alone.
Hey, I'd give him a chance. I just put it out and I said it may be. But I found out otherwise, so.
Hmm.
I am manning up and saying that, you know, I was wrong. But there came a lesson to it, so there you go. Now,
I've been doing stuff, so I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, Zyklon's not really that active anymore. He kind of he actually has his own life now. So he actually is doing productive stuff in the real world.
Such as it is.
Such as it is. But now that that ugly business is out of the way.
I'm actually, I've applied into culinary school. For you guys that don't know it, I do have experience as a chef. Before I got into the medical field and stuff, I worked as a chef, but I wanted to go to culinary school, so I applied to that to wait and see.
Oh, that's good. That sounds very good. Yeah, he can cook, guys. I have visited him a couple times. So, good luck.
I can throw down in the kitchen. So. Hey, I'm a big guy. I like to eat, so it behooves me to learn how to cook, you know?
Yes, it's a very good idea. So, I'm still going through college, taking computer programming and that kind of thing. And now, oddly enough, the community college that I'm going to is offering a hacking class that I'm very seriously thinking about taking. So, you know, watch out.
Ironically enough, being a quote-unquote supervillain, my degrees are actually, I have a degree in criminal justice, and then my other degree is in healthcare, but the criminal justice one, I'm also certified in latent evidence, which is crime scene investigation.
Hmm. Well, see, there you go. So, you see, we have the skills. I still get a lot of these newbies, and Zyklon knows what I'm talking about back when he was still active. All these newbies, they're like, well, what have you done? What makes you a villain? What have you done? Tell me what you've done. Prove it. Are you a criminal? Like, listen, we have done things, but we're not dumb enough to post them publicly on a public forum for everyone to read. Like, yeah, I went out here and I like robbed this liquor store or whatever. Like, we're not going to do that. That's just saying, hey, cops, I'm right here. Come get me. I've done this.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And a lot of these newbie guys, they don't get it. And I'm like, whoa, who are you? Like, listen, we've been here for a very long time. You are new. You don't get to come in and tell the older guys to prove themselves to you. It's your job to make us think that you're worthy enough to carry this title. You can't just pop up. And this is the biggest problem that the older heroes are having with these younger or newer our little stages are popping up. Because people think they can just make a Facebook account and put RLSV or RLSH right next to their name, and boom, you're in. You're not in. You have to earn your stripes. You have to do something. And whether it's, if you're going to be a hero, if you got a video of you handing out sandwiches or whatever they do. Now, if you do like a neighborhood watch thing. Now listen, there's two types of the patrolling real life superheroes. There's the ones that's like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to bust some heads. And then there's the kind that goes out on patrol. They see something happening and they call the cops. Now, you can't run out and be like, you can't be the Punisher or the Batman out there, because you're going to get your ass kicked and you're probably going to get arrested along with the people you're trying to stop. You can't do that.
Take a look at Phoenix Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at Phoenix Jones. Now, all you new people, and I see a lot of new people posting about Phoenix Jones, like, yeah, he was great. He's not great. Phoenix Jones is not great. He's a good example of what not to do. Don't be like him. He's not real-life superhero material.
He's not what you would call a role model.
Yeah. Don't follow what he has done. And then pull
the
whole
Iron
Man
thing. If you want to look up to guys, go look at some of these other cats. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's plenty of them out there that are a good example of what you can do to help. Like Chris Guardian, I think he's a Dark Guardian. I think he's a pretty good example.
Yeah, he does some.
Like, Phoenix Jones, just because he makes a bunch of noise doesn't necessarily mean he's a good example, and that's who you should follow. Or Master Legend.
Yeah.
Master Legend running drunk through traffic and everything, talking about, oh, I got my smashing arm. You know, no, don't do that.
Yeah, don't follow those guys.
And don't start claiming you're an angel either.
Yeah.
Or St. Michael or whatever, you know.
Or say that you're the voice of God and you got your godly powers from a Christian woman named Marie Laveau.
Marie Laveau was not a Christian woman.
No, not at all.
Marie Laveau was a Haitian voodoo priestess.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, there's no...
You start claiming that, that's, first of all, that's going to destroy any credibility you're going to have with anybody. You start saying stuff like that.
And we will spread it. I mean, we pretty much destroyed Master Legend's reputation because of that stuff. So, you know, think about that.
We
and
frequently trolled his radio show and just made him look like a complete asshole until I got the royal flush every time. But
yep. And I did get him to come on my show one time with Mulatto, which is probably the best, the highest rating show I had ever.
That was a double attack, because I had him first on his show, and then the conversation carried over to your show with Malvado afterwards. And people don't know, me and Malvado share the same vocal cords, so Master Legend probably couldn't tell us apart.
Probably not, yeah. He gets mistaken for Malvado a lot.
Yeah, and vice versa.
So there you go. That's the lowdown on the real-life superheroes. What do you want to be? What do you don't want to be? Yada, yada, yada. Don't listen to these idiots. Find someone good. Like, Geist, even though he does have certain qualities nowadays that probably wouldn't make him look like a hero, but, like, he used to be. Like, he at least could tell you about, like, what he used to do, and he could give you some good tips. Razorhawk. So there's not really old superheroes still good. I never seen old superhero do anything bad. The only bad press old superhero ever got was because he talked about guns, and everybody's like, "You can't take guns on patrol," and he's like, "I have a license for my gun."
Yep.
And I'm not gonna go up against someone who, if they pull out a gun, I'm gonna pull my gun out. Like, I totally get that.
Yeah, I fully support conceal and carry.
Yeah, I totally do too. But don't kill
a beast.
That is our
rights as citizens. Not, that doesn't necessarily mean go like all Doc Holliday waving it around or anything, but
yeah. But don't pull a bee sting either and walk into the middle of like some public rally and shove your shotgun in the middle of a guy's face who's on a motorcycle with his daughter sitting next to him. Don't do that.
Bee sting is another example of what you do not do.
Yep.
So, or yeah. Mr. My grandpa was Golden Glove. This is the first RLSH, so I'm going to make a page so people can come and fluff my ego. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had fun with that.
No
Turtle Man, that. Whatever his name is, said that. What was his name?
Turtle. I don't remember.
He looks like a Ninja Turtle or something. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Was it Aftershock? Was that
yeah,
him?
That's it. Aftershock. Yeah.
Now, if you really want to, like, get into the outreach and stuff, and as odd of a character as he is, you could really talk to Dust Citizen. He does a lot. He's been, like, the thing he does with Beacon, is it, his group? He does a lot of outreach stuff. So if you ever want any tips on that, like, talk to him. Like,
We've known Dusk for a long time. Like,
yeah.
We frequently chatted with him, even on, like, you know, Tiny Chat and everything else and stuff. And he is a very active person. He jokes. He likes to joke. He has a good sense of humor.
He can take a joke.
He can joke on himself, you know?
Yeah. So, like, that's the kind of hero you want to be. You want to be... Now, Dusk Citizen...
Don't say you want to be Dusk. Because, you know, if Dusk hears that, he's going to be like, yeah!
Yeah, don't maybe not go that far. If you ever go to his page, you'll see what we mean. But but yeah. Other than that, yeah, just some tips. Just don't think anything you read on the internet is going to be completely true about someone. and you read one post about one person, and then you go off on it and like, well, that's what this one person said. Well, if you don't got no proof, don't spread it around. There's really no point. So, now what we're going to do now is, this last week I was snowed in for a whole week. I couldn't leave the house at all. So I got bored. I started making a lot of YouTube videos. So anybody interested, you can go to JokerChaos666 or find Classic Joker on YouTube. Or you can go on my like page and find the videos. They're all listed there. But I'm going to play one of them for you now, and we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
I got to bounce anyway. So.
The Reverend. Real.
All right. All right, well, we'll talk to you later, Z.
Bye.
The Reverend, real name, no difference.
Two cycle cone girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two cycle clown girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Guess who's back? Back again. Joker's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Created a monster, cause nobody wants to see Creeper no more. They want Joker on chopped liver. Well, if you want Joker, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hot liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating. You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a crush inside me, but your best friend's heart problem's complicated, so the DCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on the WB, but it feels so empty without me. So come on, dip, burn them in your lips, fuck that, come on your lips and summon your tips and get ready, cause this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. Fuck you, Harvey, now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody, just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. Little hellions, kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed, the parents still listen to Elvis. They're soft feeling like prisoners helpless, till someone comes along on a mission and yells, bitch, visionary, vision is scary, could start a revolution, polluting the airways, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe for you to see so damn much of my ass to ask for me. Well, I'm back, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, fix your bin, intend to tune it in, and then I'm gonna enter in a putty of skin like a splinter, the center of attention, back for the winner. I'm interesting, best things since wrestling, infesting in your kid's ears and nesting, testing, attention please for the tension, soon as someone mentions me, here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free, a nuisance, 2 cents, you sent for me, now this looks like a job for me, so everybody, just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me, now this looks like a job for me, so everybody, just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. A disc hit a task hit, I'll go tit for tat with anybody who's talking this shit, that shit, Mr. Clark Kent, you can get your ass kicked worse than the little young justice bastards. And Lexi, you can get stomped by Harley, your 36-year-old ballhead fag, blow me. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listens to psychos, and let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been dope, since Vince holds a pencil ever since Spence turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to discuss me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Razor Ghoul to be immortal so selfishly. Use it to make myself wealthy. There's a concept that works. 20 million other bat bell lungs emerge. But no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. This looks like a job for me, so everybody, just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said, this looks like a job for me, so everybody, just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. Ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha. And there you go. That's one of my mini songs that I covered last few weeks. And I'm actually going to think about doing more. So tune in, watch my like page, whatever. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, whatever you like. So at this point, we really talked about everything we was going to talk about this week. Let's see here. Now, one thing I do want to do is, now that there's a lot of Joker cosplayers out there and a lot of female ones. So, what I'd really like to do is give a shout out to one. She has a like page called Madhouse Marilyn. She really likes Marilyn Monroe, and we call her Lady J. She's probably the best female Joker I've ever seen, and that means a lot coming from me. If anybody knows me very well, I'm very picky about that kind of thing. So, good on you, Lady J, the best female one there. So we're going to cut this a little short here because I actually have to rush off and actually get to work to my real life here. So thanks for listening. And remember, guys, don't go have talk without having any kind of proof with what you want to prove. So just make sure that, you know, you get a little bit of definite proof. So until next time, guys, keep laughing, keep a smile on your face, and we'll see you in a week. Don't forget to go to my like page. It's facebook.com/theclassicjoker. And we'll see you later.
Don't be a retard. Be a king. Think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?